Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
If you will recall, in our May meetings, we had a discussion regarding the status of some talks that had been going on regarding the proposed merger of the Good News Magazine into the World News and Prophecy. Actually, in May, we were also discussing wrapping up discussions about the possible changing of the name of the Good News Magazine. That we decided at that time we would not do. We would retain the name of the Good News Magazine. But the council did indicate the desire for the media committee to go ahead with some plans to bring back to the council in this meeting here in August regarding the merger of the content of the World News and Prophecy into an expanded Good News Magazine. We have the committee did meet on Monday for 2 hours and did discuss this at length. We had also had some discussions, at least the staff had had some discussions with Scott and I being two members of the committee. We had discussed with Peter Eddington, the operations manager for media, just the logistics of what this would mean. And we have proceeded with the plans to do so. We made the tentative presentations that we had to date to the committee on Monday, and the committee, after deliberation, did decide that we would recommend to the council that we should go ahead with the merger of that content into the Good News Magazine, roll that into it, beginning with the January 2012 publication of the Good News Magazine. So that was what the committee decided on Monday to bring to the council for recommendation and any discussion and moving ahead. Now, to do this, the actual planning for this is really beginning now because of the production lead time for the January issue of the Good News Magazine. That begins almost within just a few weeks before the Feast of Tabernacles. So we have already asked Sean Vinish to begin work on some slight style changes within the publication to give us some ideas as to how we might do this with some tweaks to the design, the look of the magazine inside. So that's begun as well. We did look at a few things that Sean had done. I elected not to print out anything and try to bring it to you because it really is in such preliminary stages that I don't know that we could really show what the design may look like and if and when it changes that much by January anyway. It's still a work in progress. I think what is important for the council to consider at this particular point is some of the rationale behind this discussion and to review some of the points that we've already discussed. You will recall that this idea has been one that has been percolating in various stages for some time. Bill Eddington had brought this up probably a year and a half to 2 years ago in some preliminary discussions of the need for it. In Australia, they had ceased printing and publishing World News and Prophecy magazine to their readership just because of the cost factor. And so that was part of what he was wanting to do, wanting to see this happen and why it was happening. I think we all realize as well that there has been duplication of articles from World News and Prophecy into the Good News publication over the years, where it may have first appeared in World News and Prophecy and then it would be picked up the next issue in the Good News. That speaks as much to the number of writers that we have as much as the quality of the article itself, which I'm sure the quality was all very good and needed to have a wider circulation. But we do have a limited stable of writers within the church at this particular time. We've always had that, but since January, that has changed as well somewhat, not dramatically, not to any degree to impact the ability for the church to turn out our publications, but we do have a limited number of men who are writing on a regular basis for our publications. And so, at least in the area that is covered by World News and Prophecy and the Good News, to bring that into one at this point in time, we felt was a good move to do. And I personally, having been involved with World News and Prophecy as the managing editor for a number of years, see the value of that, and we would hope that in time we will develop additional writers that can lead to other projects and other plans down the road, perhaps. But at this point in time, that will help us to bring that in. So it's going to give a greater circulation of the good news, or the World News and Prophecy type of articles within the good news, to a broader readership, and not only in Australia but other parts of the world as well, because of the broader circulation there. I've already mentioned the concentrated focus of our writers. I think that this is going to give us a better use of our resources to at least at this present time in the church, as we think strategically moving forward in terms of our content and the style of our articles and the impact of our articles, which we do want to take a very, very hard look at as to the effectiveness of the writing that we are doing with our primary publication. To be able to bring this into one publication for this time will give us the ability to focus for the editors, the writers, the reviewers, to focus on it all in kind of one pen as we move forward. So I think that's going to help us address a very critical need that we have right now to analyze the content and to focus on all of that. So within one magazine, we will be able to focus the message of the kingdom of God and the good news of the gospel and the hope of the gospel. And we'll be able to develop writers and articles that can effectively accomplish this if we're taking a message of hope to a modern audience that really is in need of a message of hope. So I think we're going to be positioned to do that. Another factor on this, it's going to help us to put a greater focus on our media philosophy statement. The committee did discuss briefly the media philosophy statement that the council had approved, I believe, back in 05 or 06. And I know in media and editorial meetings over the years, we have discussed that and we have looked at it, and we've not, in my evaluation, we've never been able to fully appreciate and bring into all of our publications the principles behind that philosophy statement. So it's going to give us a chance to look at that statement and incorporate its ideas and its approach, its philosophy, into our articles and make sure that we indeed are covering the focus of our message. And so I think we will be looking at that within the committee and other areas as we move forward with this as well, make sure that our articles are reflecting that media philosophy statement, that those who write for the publication are in tune with that as well. So I see that as a practical step. We also discussed the need to start a Christian living section within the publication that would contain articles about living a Christian life. We will possibly start a new column in that publication as well, one written by Robin Weber that would be off of the column that he's already been writing for several years in World News and Prophecy. Another section would be talking about Bible doctrine, perhaps entitled The Bible and You, as a section head. We also are going to continue with perhaps a little tweaking of the naming of the Science, God, and the Bible section that we have had, to give emphasis upon articles that are dealing with that very critical and important area. That will continue on as well. We're also considering, Scott is considering resurrecting the idea of a two-page mini-study that such as we had in the past publications of kind of like a mini Bible study approach, a Bible study course approach that would be in the publication as well. We do have, I think, what is it, Peter, about 100 different mini Bible studies that have been produced on the web that would give us a lot of seed material to use for this in print. So that is an idea as well, to create a synergistic effort to bring people along, not only informationally but inspirationally, to the message of the gospel. So those are some of the ideas that we are working on at this point. I'll pause at this point if Scott or Peter may want to comment on any of those areas, and at least the production end of it. Peter?
You mentioned it will be a more substantial publication. It'll have more pages.
Yeah, we will expand the size of the publication. We'll have to do that to have room for the content. So from the current 32 pages of the Good News, we will go to 48 pages, depending upon the issue and the content that we have at that time. We can have that flexibility to increase it by either 8 or 16 pages per issue. So there will be more content within the publication. Some of the design issues would be, at least initially, color bars that would be color keyed to the various sections that we have, such as science, God, and the Bible, or the Bible and you, or the world news and prophecy sections. And then, depending upon the cover theme, the cover articles, those sections would move within the publication. If the cover theme was talking about some prophetic aspect of news and subject, that would be at the front end of the magazine, and they would float within each particular publication. So those are some of the ideas as to how that would happen. We do want to focus certainly maintain a focus upon Bible prophecy, but with the overarching aspect that prophecy is a means of compelling people to the action of repentance, which was at the heart of Christ's message about the kingdom of God as well. That, as we have tried to do with all of our prophetic material over the years in the United Church of God, we understand the critical importance of Bible prophecy in the Bible and for our times, and especially as events begin to speed toward the conclusion of this age, we are not going to shy away from a discussion of where we are and what is taking place in this world and its implications for the fulfillment of Bible prophecies. But we also want to continue to sharpen the focus that one's study and appreciation of prophecy should lead them to repentance and to righteousness, righteous behavior, and that is a key part of the warning message that Christ himself had within any of his statements and teachings on prophecy. So with that, we will continue our content on that, but we also want to work on continuing to bring people along within the knowledge that we have. We make sure I cover all the main points here. I think in some of the other discussions that we're going to have in the strategic planning, and we've already touched on it in some other areas of our discussions even this week, we recognize that this is going to be a very critical area for focus with all of our media efforts, not just the printed material, but with Beyond Today, the internet applications, that the coordination of all of this content has got to really take shape and focus to work into the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God, and that's got to come through in everything that we do. And we're going to be giving it that focus as we do this. I think we will look at this merger as happening in January, but it is also going to be an evolving project that we hope will, at one point, we will be able to say that we have come to a publication that truly does represent the message and the mission of the United Church of God at this time in the body of Christ. So if I can leave it at that, those are some of the main points that we discussed and want to produce within the magazine that is our flagship publication for the United Church of God, the Good News Magazine. I'll open the floor to any questions or comments that any of you gentlemen might have at this point. Mr. Barron.
You mentioned sections to the Good News Magazine. Is that the thought pattern you'd have, a section for prophecy, a section for Christian living, and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Couple of questions. Is it still the thinking
that the cost will basically be covered by the not publishing the hard copy of the World News and Prophecy, that the Good News cost will be covered, the additional pages in the magazine.
I'll let Peter comment on that.
Yes, basically. It's almost a wash. It may cost us just slightly more. The biggest savings are in postage, because the postage won't cost us any more. We would save on postage. The Good News will still cost the same no matter how many pages it is to mail. So that World News and Prophecy postage can go towards printing costs, because the printing costs will be additional. But it's almost a wash. I think we said it was maybe a few tens of thousands of dollars more overall for the year. We'll have to see how it pans out. But when you have more pages, you do get a better price per page.
And the second question was, will World News and Prophecy be a standalone online, or just basically go away?
The content will still be there.
Yeah, what's there will be archived, but there will be no additional content to that section of the website. We have to talk about that with the web guys, but in initial discussions, that section of the website will basically become archived, and all the World News and Prophecy content would just be put up like everything else is. The website's very different now. It's not divided into publications so much anymore. Yeah. It's just overall topical content.
So the content will still be there within the new design website. And especially as we produce additional content going forward through blogs, commentaries, even beyond today productions. So I don't think the content is of that material covered in World News and Prophecy is going to diminish within print or on the web. Gary?
How do we feel that, or do we anticipate, the regular readers of the Good News magazine will react to having a lot of prophecy in the Good News magazine? Do we anticipate any drop-off or any resistance?
If I can comment on that, for a couple of years we did reader surveys, online reader surveys of our subscribers. Every time we'd send out an issue, I'd do a short 10 or 15 page question. And one of the things I did was every time ask readers to rank their interest in different types of articles: Christian living, family, youth, Bible doctrine, prophecy in World News, social issues. And the area that came out consistently on top with like 75 to 85% interest level was prophecy and current events there. So actually by this we'd be giving them more of what what they've indicated an interest in.
Good. Bill?
Yeah, I think, Gary, that's one of the real advantages of the amalgamation of the two publications. The circulation of the Good News, Peter, 350. Circulation of World News and Prophecy, 60 or 70. I'm not sure the exact numbers. That means that the prophecy, the prophetical articles, which currently go to a relatively small circulation list, now go to a hugely expanded list. And that was one of the drivers that Australia had always felt. Apart from cost, we felt that there needed to be a far greater access generally within our subscription list to the prophetical articles. Putting them together creates that circumstance, brings it to pass.
Mario?
Along the same line, in Latin America, for instance, we've never been able to translate World News and Prophecy articles as a whole. Maybe one article we can put in the version of the United News, which is called in Spanish El Comunicado, but this is a big boost in Latin America, because we'll be able to have prophetic content as well. So it has a great impact on providing a better service to some of these international areas as well.
All right. Any other questions regarding this?
Bill, do you publish or print your magazine, In Country?
Yes, but not, yes, not World Vision Publishing.
Yeah. Well, what will this do to your cost, you there?
I can't answer that question, actually. I don't know.
We pay for it, though, Roy.
Yeah.
We pay for
yeah,
it.
So Peter would have factored that, I believe, into the overall cost. Yeah.
We printed there just to save postage of shipping it over to Southeast Asia. That we pay for it.
Mr. Bradford?
I was simply going to add that the only cost in Australia would be any increase in postage because of the size of the magazine, which we don't know yet. But because it would be an increase, because we've already factored in the decrease in our expenditure as a result of not sending out the World News and Prophecy anyway. So it would be an increase if there was a cost of postage, that's all.
Any other questions or comments? That then, gentlemen, is the work and recommendation of the committee with the administration to this point. And based on all the indicators and permissions given by the council from this point forward, and so the administration, the media operations, is proceeding with the intent of accomplishing this beginning with the January-February 2012 issue of the Good News Magazine. We would cease publication of Good News and Prophecy, and that content would then be rolled into the expanded Good News Magazine. And so that's our recommendation. And we will begin to work hard on this content to make the media more focused and the spiritual needs of the message that the church has for this world at this time as well, and recognize that that is the real critical part of it beyond the actual production side of the operation and the contents. And we'll probably get a very clear focus. Peter.
Could we have a consent to that resolution?
That's what I'm moving toward. So what we will need then is a consent of the Council of Elders without resolution to continue to move forward with this. So do you want to call for that vote, Mr. Chairman?
Without resolution.
Consent. We're asking for a consent of the council by raising of hands without resolution to make this step happen.
Okay. All right. I think, unless you have any more questions for Dennis, we'll just start the discussion. We can do that now. Okay. Well,
I do have one.
Go ahead.
The chairman of the committee. Just to acknowledge that there's still a great deal of work to be done before we proceed. You spoke of a media philosophy to be reworked. I'd like to see that happen prior to the first one. Is that going to happen?
I didn't say the media philosophy reworked. The content or the media philosophy incorporated into the content, which was where the committee discussed it on Monday. And I look at that as an operations issue. The council's already approved years ago the media philosophy statement.
Right.
That's an operations matter. And the council and the committee certainly would have oversight and involvement with that. And since several of us are already, we're wearing two hats of operations anyway. But that's a separate issue beyond the operations aspect of merging the two.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, then, if you'd all please raise your right hand if you're in support of moving forward with this plan. Okay. I don't think it was unanimous. You just said unanimous?
Yeah.
Was it unanimous?
I thought who did raise.
Well, maybe we can just do it again so you can check, okay? Maybe they didn't raise it high enough.
Well, Robin raised it, put it down right, we're doing something else.
That's fine, okay. Everybody did have their hand raised, I'm sorry. I just want to be sure.